This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush last night revealed his proposal to keep Social Security solvent in future years. Up to now, the president has spoken about creating individual accounts, which would not actually reduce the shortfall projected in coming decades. At a news conference last night, the president added something that would. He called it a means-based system. That's a bit of jargon, meaning that higher-income retirees would get relatively less in benefits than people with lower incomes. Here's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
Until now, President Bush has resisted laying out any specific solutions to the fiscal problems of Social Security, wary of being associated with politically painful proposals such as tax hikes, benefit cuts, or a raise in the retirement age. But last night he took the plunge, proposing what in effect would be a benefit cut for wealthy retirees. The president's plan would transform Social Security from a social insurance program into a welfare-style retirement plan. In the future, retirees who make more money during their working lives would get a smaller percentage of that income replaced by Social Security. Lower-income retirees would get Social Security checks representing the same percentage of their incomes as they do today. Currently, all retirees get roughly the same percentage of their incomes in Social Security.
Obviously, it is means-based when you're talking about lower-income versus wealthier income. The lower-income people's benefits would rise faster. And the whole goal would be to see to it that nobody retired in poverty.
Mr. Bush also repeated his call for voluntary personal retirement accounts, where younger workers could choose to divert some of their Social Security taxes into the stock market. Democrats are united in their opposition to private accounts inside Social Security and paid for by borrowing, and some in Congress have suggested dealing with private accounts and Social Security's solvency problems as two separate issues. The president was asked whether he would consider Social Security legislation without private accounts a success.
I feel strongly that there needs to be voluntary personal savings accounts as a part of the Social Security system. I mean, it's got to be a part of a comprehensive package.
President Bush also talked about a problem that polls show voters care more about than Social Security, soaring gas prices. He acknowledged that millions of American families were hurting. He said his administration was doing everything it could to make gas more affordable. Mr. Bush has tried without success to encourage countries like Saudi Arabia to increase production quickly. But he acknowledged beyond that, there wasn't all that much he could do.
If we can get nations that have got some excess capacity to put crude on the market, the increased supply hopefully will meet increased demand and therefore take the pressure off price. Listen, the energy bill is certainly no quick fix. You can't wave a magic wand. I wish I could. It's like that soldier at Fort Hood that said, "How come you're not lowering the price of gasoline?" I was having lunch with the fellow, and he said, "Go lower the price of gasoline, President." I said, "I wish I could. It just doesn't work that way."
The president was also asked about a conference that Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist attended, which called Democratic filibusters of judicial nominees attacks on people of faith. The president said he disagreed.
Well, I can only speak to myself, and I am mindful that people in political office should not say to somebody, "You're not equally American if you don't happen to agree with my view of religion." As I said, I think faith is a personal issue, and I get great strength from my faith. But I don't condemn somebody in the political process because they may not agree with me on religion.
One of the reasons the president held this primetime press conference, his first in over a year, is that his Social Security and energy proposals are stalled in Congress, and polls show a majority of Americans disapprove of his handling of Social Security, gas prices, and the economy. That was the subject of the very first question.
Are you frustrated by that and by the fact that you're having trouble getting traction on your agenda in a Republican-controlled Congress?
We're asking people to do things that haven't been done for 20 years. We haven't addressed the Social Security problem since 1983. We haven't had an energy strategy in our country for decades. And so I'm not surprised that some are balking at doing hard work. But I have a duty as the president to define problems facing our nation and to call upon people to act.
President Bush said he made his new proposal about Social Security to move the process along and that he was optimistic Congress would get something done. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.